Raven's obsessed with the guy in the bathroom.
I'm not really obsessed at all with this guy, but a lot of people are talking to me about it, and I kind of feel like sooner or later somebody's got to be a leader on this and maybe take some action.
Oh, you think so?
I mean, I guess so at this point. I don't really know what else to do. They're looking to me for answers, I think.
It's in on Raven. Go ahead.
COVID has created such a strange time this year, right? Where all of a sudden, like, we're like hyper-vigilant of other people's bathroom habits and what they're doing, washing their hands or whatever. Like, when I was in a bathroom before, I would definitely recognize if somebody didn't use the sink after using the facilities.
Uh-huh.
But at this point, you know, like, it's obviously turned so much more up. So in our building, we have these silly things. Maybe you've seen them in your building or whatever, too, where they're like self-cleaning buttons and pads and stickers that they put on all the doors and stuff like that. And I'm worried that the lifespan of these is going down the drain because there is an individual in our building right now, big corporate building, right? It's getting a lot of construction done. And I think this guy is part of like the engineering crew or whatever. And I'll see him in there and he always uses the bathroom and he never washes his hands after he uses the bathroom.
All right, now why is this your problem?
Well, because, of course, after that, he then walks out, places his hand on the stickers that are supposedly self-cleaning and all the door handles and so forth to get out. He doesn't even wrap them like in a tissue, like, you know, how some people are crazy now or whatever like that. He doesn't do any of that stuff. Here's the thing. He's a pre-bathroom washer. And I didn't know that this was a thing with guys until recently. Some of them wash before. Some of them wash after. Some do both, but he's clearly washing before and never after.
Clearly, I'm a woman, so I don't know what you're talking about. But the fact that you think that it's typical that guys wash their hands before they go to the bathroom after?
It's a one or the other. It's not typical. I'm not saying it's typical, but I'm saying it is a thing. There's a certain percentage of guys that do it. And now every other guy that's here in this building on this floor has started talking to me about this same guy. So I don't know how many times this guy goes to the bathroom during the day, because when I go in there, it's not like the same dozen guys are in there. But again, I feel like they're talking to me about it because they feel like I need to go say something to this guy.
So what exactly is your plan on what you should say to this guy about not washing his hands?
Well, I have really no idea. I mean, how do I tell the guy that you're destroying the stickers that are supposedly self-cleaning in this building and obviously all that's fake, but I still don't want you to do that? How do we do that?
A majority of people have never seen these self-cleaning stickers because I've never seen them anywhere outside of this building.
It just says it's a self-cleaning button.
Yeah. I'm relatively certain they do absolutely nothing and they bought them on Amazon and figured, all right, now nobody will question whether we're doing anything correctly. Anyway.
How do I tell him wash before and after?
Okay, wrong advice only. 1-800-330-9999. What do you think Raven should say to this guy? But remember, only wrong advice. You can call right now or you can text too. It's Anna and Raven. Wrong advice only. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Raven, why are you so upset?
I'm not really upset. I'm just saying, like, there's been something going on in the men's room here. So it's a big corporate building. The building's getting reworked. There's a guy from a different department or whatever that comes down and uses our bathroom now at this point. And I've had at least a dozen guys mention to me before that this guy doesn't wash his hands after he uses the bathroom. I've been witness to it. I've also been witness to the fact that he washes his hands before he uses the bathroom, but not after.
So how should Raven handle the situation?
Right, because somebody's got to talk to him, I guess, and I've been elected.
It's got to be you.
It's got to be you, Raven. You got the biggest mouth. Go ahead and talk to the guy.
Wrong advice only. Here's what I've come up with you should do.
Okay.
This works with my toddler, Dakota, who will be 2 on Saturday.
What's that?
Whenever we have to wash our hands, we just play this song in the background. Wash, washy, wash, washy, wash, wash. Rub your hands and fingers and the places in between. Using soap and water, make sure that's okay. Wash your hands. Yeah. This is the Elmo song.
Is that who it is?
That's Elmo.
With Lil Wayne or somebody?
Yeah,
right? Who is he working with on that?
That's the Elmo remix, Wash Your Hands. You're going to need a boombox to go into the bathroom
right,
with you.
Right, perfect.
You're going to put it right on your shoulder, and you're going to blast that.
I'd be afraid to set it down anywhere. It's going to end up dirty.
Because nothing says a grown man like blasting Elmo on your shoulder from a boombox.
Right, right.
Also, another option I always had was that, remember, there's hall monitors?
Sure.
Well, now you're going to be the bathroom monitor. I'll make you a sash that says, hand washing, please. And you can go there, and as people go in and out, you inspect their hands, and it just becomes part of your protocol and your job.
Yeah, now you put this terrible badge on me, like a scarlet letter, but again, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm becoming the elected official here because people have asked me to do something about this. If I'm going to be the hero, you know, I want to be recognized as such.
Wrong advice only. How should Raven handle it? On our Facebook page, Ben says you should lick his fingers.
Oh, bad idea. Bad idea, Ben.
Stacy says you should ask for a back rub.
Sounds like a staph infection.
Dez says you could remake the famous Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore pottery scene from Ghost and wash his hands for him.
It's a sexy scene, but I'm not interested.
Kevin says challenge him to a game of rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Wait a minute. What? Rock, yeah. Paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the last one.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What should Raven do? Wrong advice only.
Oh, tell him, though, definitely to shake his hand.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No, that's disgusting.
That's wrong advice only. Shake his hand.
Oh, that's a terrible idea. Thank you, but no thank you. Right. Yeah, Anna and Raven, what should I say to this guy who's not washing his hands after using the bathroom? Wrong advice only.
You know what I would do? When he's around, start sneezing into your hands and touching everything, like the handle, and make it real noticeable so it kind of forces him to wash his hands.
Yeah, maybe I should sneeze into my hand and then touch the handle on his urinal as he uses it. That
maybe
would be very noticeable.
You should sneeze in your hand and then you should cradle his face as if he were a baby or a lover that you were going in for the kiss.
What?
Yeah, like just cup his face with your dirty hands.
This is terrible.
And on Raven, wrong advice only. What should he do?
Raven, you should say, hey, it's COVID-19. You can pre-wash at home, but you gotta wash your hands after you use the bathroom. As a matter of fact, how about you pre-wash too and wash your hands afterwards?
Did you say open up by calling him? Is that what you said? All right. Thanks for the call.
I don't think that's the right way to go about it. That seems like bad advice. So which one of those things are you going to do?
Definitely not that one, because I feel like security will escort me out of the building. That sounds confrontational.
Coming up next, Couples Court. Justin has a fantastic idea for their Christmas cards, and Laura is about to lose her mind. What is it, and would you do it with yours? You'll be the judge. With Anna and Raven.